Hi, I'm Georgia Kondek. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. As interest rates rise and input costs surge more than 60%, farmers are being encouraged to explore their options. Over recent years, fertiliser cost has gone up 67% and on-farm diesel has spiked nearly 60%. Southern Queensland Rural Financial Counselling Service is urging producers to act now to stay in control of their finances. I spoke with Chief Executive Ross Leggett, who says anyone needing help can and should reach out.
At the moment across southern Queensland, what we're observing is a real tightening in farm business finances. Over the last 2 years, it's not any surprise to anybody that interest rates have skyrocketed, so to speak. For the average farm business, their interest rates have increased by between 2 and 2.4 times over the last 2 years. Interest costs will be the single largest expense for a primary producer. So more than doubling of that cost is really sucking a material amount of cash out of the farm business. This is coupled with the increase in other inputs, such as fuel, freight and fertiliser, which have also increased by up to 67% at the same time as interest rates have more than doubled. Again, this is not unique to farm businesses, with other costs like insurances and property rates that have increased on a case-by-case or a region-by-region basis. What we're seeing is a cost squeeze here on farm businesses. In addition to the rising costs, there's also been major fluctuations in farm revenues over the past 2 years. If we look at the livestock market, back in 2022, cattle were selling for historic highs. At the back end of 2023, so in that August, September, October, November period, cattle prices had undergone a material decrease before then increasing again in 2024. That level of volatility that we saw, the range of movement that we saw there in cattle prices, has made it really difficult for producers to accurately manage their farm businesses. We couple this up with what we're seeing ABARES are predicting at the moment, with ABARES predicting that input costs are going to remain high for at least the next 12 months, and there's a potential for a possible 7% fall in revenue over the next 12 months as well. So you mash all of this together, and it becomes really difficult for a primary producer to manage their farm business with any certainty. Prices are no longer on the way up, and costs are definitely on the way up. So as a result, it's really hard to manage a farm business at the moment.
Very interesting points that you've outlined there, Ross. So, there is a lot of things that farmers are going with that can be affecting them mentally, financially, falling under every category there. What are you guys recommending?
So what we're recommending is we're really encouraging primary producers to get on the front foot in forecasting and developing up a plan for the next 12, 18, 24 months for their farm business. We totally get it that spending time in the office, poring over the Excel spreadsheets, tapping away at a farm business plan may not be what motivates a primary producer to jump out of bed in the morning. The Rural Financial Counselling Service is a free, government-funded, but it's a totally impartial and totally confidential service that's available to assist primary producers to undertake those tasks. It's the cash flow forecasting, it's the business planning, it's the options analysis, the viability analysis, or even starting that conversation around farm business succession and what that could look like in the future. A rural financial counsellor is embedded in the local region in which primary producers are located. So this is not a service that is delivered, say, centrally out of Brisbane or Toowoomba or a major regional centre. Rural financial counsellors are available to support primary producers on farm or in an office based in a local town. A rural financial counsellor is essentially a professional sounding board for a farmer to assist them in managing their farm business, exploring different options. But importantly, Georgia, there's no bill at the end of it. There's no invoice that's going to turn up in the mail. This is a service that is funded by the Australian government and also the Queensland government. It's been going for nearly 40 years, and we are here standing ready and available to support farm businesses through these current challenging conditions.
That was myself speaking with Southern Queensland Rural Financial Counselling Service Chief Executive Ross Leggett regarding the pressure of rising costs on farmers and how they can get support to help save their farms from financial stress. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Georgia Kondek. Have a great day.